Finally. That was the last page. We've been at it for 3 hours now. Yeah, I think we covered everything. I can't be bothered to check. I'm so done with this. Thanks for the help. I can't stand physics. It's so boring. I'm glad you wanted to help me. You're a lifesaver. True. I saved you from the history paper last week. Helping me out with physics is a nice way to pay me back. We're a good match. I'm really thankful you wanted to start studying together. These past months have helped me a lot, and I imagine you've appreciated it too? What do you mean? Yeah, I heard you, but I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult that I'm smarter than you first thought. Did you think I was a dumb airhead? I know I have a reputation, but it's not like I wanted to have it. I thought you would have realized that I'm not an idiot at this point. Just because I'm hanging out with the jocks and the girls doesn't make me one of them. Do you really believe that? That I only came to you because you thought I'd be an easy help? I know we hadn't talked much when I first asked you, but I thought you at least saw me as a more considerate person than that. I would have never asked someone to simply do my homework for me. You know, it really makes me sad to hear you say that you thought I was only just using you. I know what people think of me. Even from the start, I thought you saw through that. That's why I asked you in the first place. I thought you were different. I'm gonna tell you something I don't tell other people. I know I'm popular. I know people think I look good. I get reminded by their creepy eyes and sleazy comments every day. I've seen their comments online. I've heard their pickup lines. And I've received more unwanted pics than I can count. I've heard what they want to do to me. And how. My face on the floor, moaning their names and begging for more. They call me a dumbass, idiot, and I've heard white trash and slut more than once. I laugh it off at school because that's what's expected of me, but I've cried myself to sleep more times than I care to admit. I've never told anyone this, but I never wanted this. I never wanted to be the girl everyone sees me as, a slut, a pretty face, and least of all, an asshole. I don't think I'm an asshole. I've tried to convince myself that I'm not. But after a while, it's hard to believe you're a decent person when everyone around you is saying you're not. And about being a slut, it's so not true. Every time I hear someone say that about me, I feel more and more gross about myself. The worst part is they put that shit on Facebook. My parents have seen it. They don't tell me about it, but I see it in their eyes every time something new pops up about me. But the truth is, I've only been with one person in my life. It was with one of the jocks. We did it to get attention, no other reason. I didn't even particularly like him. Of course, we both knew what we were doing, but I didn't even think about why. People talked about it being the best feeling in the world. It wasn't. It fucking hurt, and I regretted it immediately. But we were cool. We got into these characters acting superior, special, and bragged about all we did, 99% of which never even happened. But we faked it until we made it, and it worked. We made it. But that's the thing about faking it. When you have faked it long enough, you can't go back to who you were before. Eventually, the character stuck with me. I got popular. People told me I was the hottest girl in school, and I won't lie. I liked the attention. I was cool and popular. Everyone wanted to be my friend. But before I knew it, I was an object. They didn't want to be friends with me, only the idea of me. The attention I got was not for who I was, but for what they imagined me to be. A prize. A status symbol. I tried so hard to change the way they thought about me. But it was too late. It's true what they say, you know. First impressions are important, and I fucked mine up. If I could go back in time and change anything in my life, that would be it. I would make sure I didn't create a character. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but the only mistake that matters started there. And now in our final year, I meet you. When you moved here, I thought I had a real chance to change. You were nice, sweet even. You asked me how I was, about my hobbies, and we could talk about life. For my entire time in high school, you were the first person I would actually consider a real friend. I've been able to act like myself with you, and not just the character I made up. I thought you saw me for who I am. I thought, honestly, that you understood me. Are you really telling me I've been wrong? If you thought I was only going to use you when I first asked if we could study together, why did you say yes? Because I was popular? Did you only help me to get into favor? Because you would get attention if you spent time with me? Yes, I want you to be honest. A simple yes or no. So you did. Well, I guess you are just like everyone else after all.
No, I don't want to hear you say anything more. I can't believe I was falling for you. All this time I thought we had something. I was wrong. I get it. It's not your fault. I fucked up, and I will probably be branded for my mistake for the rest of my life. I've only got myself to blame. So thank you for acting like you cared. It was nice to know you were there. You actually made me feel like a person. I've actually been happy the past few months with you. Shame I had to wake up. I'm leaving. I need to get out of here. What? Why should I stay? Fine. I'll let you tell me your side, but make it quick. I'm not keen on staying too long. Oh, please. You're telling me to not judge you? That's rich. It's true we didn't know each other well at that point, but you... Yeah, but... I guess that's true. Considering the entire school had already decided who I was, you didn't have much else to go on. I'm still not... Okay. I'll keep listening. I guess you really did give me the benefit of a doubt. That's more than most have given me. So, I mean, was I worth the doubt? Or do you still think I'm just using you? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'd say that's quite a good summary of how I feel. A bit cheesy, but... to say scared and lost, that's how I really feel. I haven't been myself in so long until I met you. There were times I doubted myself and who I was. Am I really the person I am with you, or... had I actually become the person the rumors say I am? I didn't know if I was faking it now or if I faked who I was before. But I'm definitely more happy with who I am today, though. And a lot of it is thanks to you. Only 4 people know the true me. My mom. My dad. My sister. And now you. And for some reason... your opinion about me is the most important right now. I'm so happy to finally hear that someone appreciates me for who I am, and not who I've tried to be. I didn't think it would matter so much to me, but... it's such a relief that you see me like this. I finally feel validated. Stand up. I want to hug you.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm never letting you go. I'm gonna hug you forever. You don't have to apologize. I understand why you said what you did. And you didn't mean for it to hurt my feelings. I totally get why you would be confused why I asked you to help me. Especially since we had only known each other for like a week when I asked. I'm glad you don't see me like that anymore. Honestly, it doesn't matter who you thought I was at the start. It's been like 4 months now, and you just showed me that you know who I am today. Now that's a compliment. I'm glad you realized in our first conversation that I wasn't a condescending bitch. Honestly, though, this has eaten away at me for so long. I've been scared. I've been wondering who I've been to you. But I never dared to ask. I could be myself with you, and I was happy to be your friend, and that was good enough for me. But I feel so much happier now. I'm sorry I snapped at you. You stopped me when I was ready to leave. You stopped me from making the second biggest mistake in my life. God, I feel so dumb now. I almost walked away from the first real friend I've had in years. Maybe I am an idiot. You're not supposed to agree. You're supposed to say that I'm not. You're a shitty first friend, you know that? No, okay. I don't even want to joke about that right now. You're an amazing friend, better than I could have ever hoped for. Do you want to go do something fun? We could head over to my place and play some games. I have quite a few games, actually. I bet I could beat you in Mario Kart, for example. Yes, you may consider that as a slap with my glove. I challenge you to a duel, and the weapon I choose is video game cars. Oh, definitely. We could order some food, too. I was going to have a bite to eat after we finished studying anyways. Okay, let's go. And don't be mad when I crush you with my Bowser driving skills.